Entertainment film distributors and Bees Guy B present 17 Again, starring Zac Efron as Mike O'Donnell, Leslie Mann as Scarlett, Thomas Lennon as Ned Gold, Michelle Trachtenberg as Maggie, and Matthew Perry as Adult Mike. A morning sun shines on an empty auditorium at Hayden High School. A sign reads, Home of the Warriors. A young, dark-haired, blue-eyed teenager stands shirtless in a basketball court. He takes basketballs from a rack and drops them into the hoop. A caption reads, Mike O'Donnell, 1989.
O'Donnell, save something for the game.
I'm just warming up, Coach.
Just talk to the scout again. He's coming tonight. You play half the game I know you're capable of. He's prepared to offer you a full scholarship. Free ride to college, and the world's your oyster, kid.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, jackstraps, let's gather up. Picture time. Try not to break the camera.
Well, we gotta hang on. Ned's not here yet.
Who cares? He's the water boy.
That doesn't matter, because he's a part of the team, Dom.
Charlie!
A boy in a wizard outfit stumbles into the gym.
What kind of dungeon master would I be if I left my party in the middle of a battle with the hippogriff?
Check it out. It's Merlin the Gurlin.
Okay. Ned.
Look, I'm your best friend, all right? And I'll always have your back. But there's only so much I can do when you show up in a dress.
Hey, O'Donnell, how about you and boy George join us for this picture?
Yep. Yeah, give a little guy to sign, please. There we are. Nice, guys. Get up and back. Come on, I gotta look pretty for the ladies, right? Come on. Yeah, let's do it. 3, 2, 1.
Boston. Ned is wedgied by a player as their photo is taken. Game night. The school cheerleaders perform their routine on the court. On the side of the court, Mike chats casually to Ned. The cheerleaders dance in synchronization as Mike steps up to perform the running man move with the girls. A fat guy mascot dressed in a Native American outfit breakdances next to the court. Mike leads the girls in a series of moves and shuffles. He finishes posing in the center of the court as the girls perform a star shape behind him.
Hey, Vanilla Ice, you got a game here? Let's bring it in.
Man, I had to. Oh, man. Over there. Who's that stone cold flowers? Oh, it's my girlfriend.
Mike heads over to a girl on the court side.
Oh, hey, there's my girl. I'm glad you're here, Scar. This whole scout thing has me wicked nervous. I just feel like my whole future is riding on this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel.
Yeah, is everything's cool, right?
Oh. Yeah, everything's totally copacetic.
Totally?
Totally.
O'Donnell!
I gotta run. See ya.
He blows her a kiss and mimes a shooting ball. Scarlett half smiles. Mike stops and walks back over.
You okay?
You know, we can talk about it later.
No, just tell me.
No, it's your big night.
No, tell me.
No, go enjoy it.
I can't enjoy it unless you tell me what's going on.
The couple talk. Mike walks back in shock and stumbles back to the court with his head in his hands. Mike has thrown the ball. He pauses before dribbling up the court. Distracted, Mike bounces the ball and looks to the crowd. In slow motion, a fellow player yells at him. His coach bellows out. Mike looks up into the stands where an unimpressed talent scout holds a clipboard. Scarlett walks along the court, one arm across her stomach. Upset, she looks back at Mike. He stares back. Mike throws the ball over his shoulder before walking off the court. The ball bounces on the wooden floor and the other team take possession and score.
Together.
Okay. But the game, that's your future.
No,
you have
the baby's
to...
my future.
That's crazy, you're Mike. No, I can't let you throw this all away. I won't let you throw it work.
He kisses her. In the gym, the coach and the scout look unimpressed. In the hallway, Mike picks up Scarlett and twirls her around. A man is asleep in a bed. A caption reads, Mike O'Donnell, today. Now in a suit, he sips from a Darth Vader cup. A man with fake pointy ears sits next to him, eating cereal.
Thank you for letting me stay here, Ned.
Oh, yeah. No problem. You good on the captain?
Yeah, I'm good on the captain.
Yeah? Hey, Mike. Mike, I can tell you're down. But trust me on this. You're looking at Scarlett kicking you out of the house and the kids wanting nothing to do with you as a negative. When in fact... I guess it's mostly negative, isn't it?
Really? Yeah.
I had no upside for that. Yeah. Hey, you're getting that big promotion today, right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Today, everything turns around for me.
See? Knock 'em dead. I love you.
Mike drives to work in the city. He arrives at his office. He attends a large meeting.
So... anyway, the way corporate wants us to spin it is that maybe, in certain situations, a four-hour erection isn't such a terrible thing. Okay, next up. As most of you know, today I am proud to be naming our new regional sales manager. Here we go. You know, I've been in the pharmaceutical game for almost 2 years now, and people always ask me, what's it take to be an RSM? Leadership. Courage, integrity, but most importantly, dedication to this company. So congratulations, Mike. Yeah, Mike, if you could just slide to your left so I can congratulate our new RSM, Wendy. Hey, come out there and push some pills, my peeps.
The girls leave the office.
Bye, thanks. See you at practice. Mike, what's crack-a-lackin', cuz?
Well, I'll tell you what's crack-a-lackin'. Are you kidding me? Wendy's been here 2 months. I've been here 16 years. I got the best numbers on the team.
You should think of it as a compliment. Think of it as us saying, you're just too valuable to promote.
You little...
Hello. Hey, buddy. No, I got time. No, right? Look, listen, she was my doubles partner.
Mike smashes his Bluetooth earpiece. The girls run into a lift. Mike is inside holding his desk belongings in a box.
You guys are so supportive.
Wendy, you did it.
Thank you.
Wendy!
Guys, OMG.
Oh, and it gets better. Because we're going to TGI Friday!
Mike drives up to the school. He stops by a door, then walks inside the gym looking around.
Thank you.
Mike sees a basketball in the middle of the court and flips it up with his foot. He has a flashback of when he was a teenager. In a hall, he looks into a trophy cabinet. He looks at the 1989 varsity team photo he posed for.
Mike O'Donnell.
Do I know you?
No, but I know you.
Oh, yeah?
High school star. Never quite lived up to your potential. Sooner or later, you all come back to the old school. Stand there, look at the picture of the glory days, wonder what might have been. Seems to me you guys are living in the past.
Well, of course I want to live in the past. It was better there.
I'll bet you wish you had it to do all over again.
Huh. You got that right.
You're sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
Dad!
Hi, Mr. O'Donnell!
Ladies?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I was just talking to... nobody. Doesn't matter. I got off work early, and I thought maybe we could go for some ice cream.
Together? Why?
Just go get your brother, okay?
You need anything else?
No, we're fine. What's the matter, Maggie? This used to be your favorite place. We used to come here for your birthday.
Yeah, when I was like 8.
Maggie sticks her headphones in her ears. Her brother plays on his PSP.
So, Al, basketball season's coming up. You ready?
Yeah.
Been working on that outside shot?
Mm-hmm.
Passing?
Good.
Dribbling?
Really good.
Well, good's not going to get you a scholarship.
I mean, it's great. It's great. It's great.
That's my boy. Remember, it's not how big you are.
It's how big you play.
Right up here.
Maggie got into Georgetown.
Maggie, that's awesome. Can you turn down the...
Her headphones aren't plugged in. She dances to imaginary music. Next, Mike pulls up to a house in a suburban street.
Okay, guys, see you soon. Love you. Nice chatting with you.
In the garden, a thin tree falls down. A blonde-haired woman feeds belongings into a shredder.
What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Hey, that's my stuff. Why are you destroying our yard?
It's not our yard. My yard, remember? You took the road not taken, and I get the yard. I'm gonna turn it into a showpiece for my clients.
Clients of what?
Landscape design.
Landscape design?
I'm gonna show people what I can do.
Yeah, well, the divorce isn't final for another 2 weeks, so you have no right.
Really? So I've spent the last 18 years of my life listening to you whine about all the things that you could have done without me, and I have no right?
Well, it's just that I put a lot of work into this yard.
Did you? Really? Like the barbecue pit?
Yeah.
Yeah. The way I remember that is that you spent about an hour working on it, and then you spent the next 2 days complaining about if you had gone to college, then you could have hired someone else to do it.
Well, I don't think it was a whole 2 days.
Or the hammock over here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you quit that one because you just decided not to try anymore.
Look, try to see things from my point of view. I am extremely disappointed with my life.
I never asked you to marry me.
Yeah, but I did.
Well, you don't have to do me any more favors then. We're not going to hold each other back anymore, okay?
Scar.
I'll see you at court, okay? At the trial.
Scarlett!
Naomi! You came!
Of course I came. Now, what kind of bridesmaid would I be if I didn't hold your hand during the divorce? Now, just remember, the first one's always the hardest. Mike.
Naomi.
Naomi.
I don't care.
All right, let's get going. We gotta get you ready. We gotta get you back on the market.
Yeah, I'm a real catch. Single mom. Two teenage kids and manure caked under my fingernails.
Come on, you'll do great. You got the butt of a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, that's terrific. I hope our daughter heard that.
Ugh. When was the last time you waxed?
Bye, Mike.
Scarlett heads inside, shutting the French windows behind her.
Bye.
A single raindrop falls on Mike's face. Nighttime. Mike drives back to Ned's through the heavy rain. He approaches a bridge. Mike glances down at the radio, then turns it off. As lightning illuminates the sky, he spots a figure standing on the bridge railings as if to jump off. Mike pulls up on the other side of the bridge.
Hey! Get off of there!
The old janitor from the school smiles and nods back at Mike. A truck passes by, the man vanishes. Thinking he's fallen in, Mike races to the edge. A swirling funnel forms in the water below Mike, as if a plug has been pulled.
What the?
He sees an image of his younger self in the water reaching out. Mike falls in the water. Morning. Mike's car pulls up at Ned's. Muddy shoes step out. Stepping inside, the muddy figure takes a shower, still dressed. He washes his face to reveal Mike, now a teenager again. He opens his eyes and stares back at the young face in the mirror.
Ah!
Ned awakens in his Star Wars land speeder-shaped bed. Mike continues looking at himself in the mirror. Ned creeps out of bed and Ford rolls across the carpet. He approaches the bathroom, armed with a battle axe.
Ned?
Thief!
No!
Mike runs as Ned swings the axe into the wall. Ned attacks with a mace. Mike grabs a shield off the wall, defending himself. He ducks as Ned swings. Ned falls over the banister.
Ned?
Mike jumps over the railings, landing next to Ned.
Oh, wow. I feel great.
Ned pulls the rug out from under Mike.
What are you doing down there?
Ned continues to attack Mike with a sword. Falling into a swivel chair, Ned plunges the sword into the chair. Mike ducks behind a football table. Mike knocks a rod into Ned's crotch and grabs a pretend lightsaber.
Ned, I'm telling you, stop it! Stop it, now!
Oh, an elegant weapon from a more civilized time.
Ned ignites his saber. Mike finds the button on his.
Hey, it's me, Mike O'Donnell, best friend! Try to prove it.
You have an unscented testicle.
Googleable! Yes! Ned! You helped me cheat on my math test, but I got caught. Public record!
They duel in the hallway.
U.S. Princess Leia to Junior Pro. Covered by the local news.
Spinning, Mike sweeps Ned off his feet.
I can't breathe.
Ned holds up his hands.
Please.
He kicks Mike in the crotch and goes to strike with a photo of he and Mike at school.
Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god.
He drops the photo on Mike, knocking him out. They sit at the dining table. Comics and Star Wars books fill the table.
Did you stop staring at me?
It's freaking me out.
It's freaking me out! I'm pubescent!
Okay, so, it's a classic transformation story. It appears in the literature time and time again. Were you at any point shot by a gamma ray?
No.
Exposed to gamma radiation of any sort?
No,
any kind?
Ned.
No. Wouldn't see it. Okay. That eliminates these and those and most of that size. Are you now, or have you ever been, a Norse god, vampire, or time-traveling cyborg?
I've known you since, what, first grade? I think maybe I would have told you.
Vampire wouldn't tell. Cyborg wouldn't know.
Shut up.
Okay, if it's not any of those, I guess, we're looking at your basic spirit guide transformation magic. That's kind of a biggie, actually. It's, what is, here, when the hero, I guess that's, I guess you, is transformed by his spirit guide to set him on a new path.
Which is what?
What do I look like, your spirit guide?
The janitor.
The janitor.
Mike pulls up at the school dressed in the dirty suit.
Have you seen the janitor? Have you seen the janitor? Do you guys know where the janitor is? Have you seen the janitor? Hey, where's the janitor? What does the janitor work in this? Excuse me.
You all right, kid?
Yeah, you know, there's another janitor who works here.
No, it's just me.
No. There's an older guy with white hair who works here. I was here yesterday. We're talking to the janitor. I showed him this picture of me.
You?
Yeah.
That picture's from 1989.
Right. Forget it.
Mike spots his son by some lockers.
Alex!
Alex looks up and heads away. The lights flicker as the hallway empties of students. Mike finds himself standing on a puddle of water. The water trail leads to a bucket and mop.
Hello? Spirit guide? What am I supposed to do? Don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Mike looks through a door and watches the basketball team practice.
Ouch! Oh, ow.
At home, Ned is playing multiple computer games.
Hey, Grandma.
Ned!
Oh, sorry, teenager.
I figured it out. I figured out what I'm supposed to do. I figured out what my spirit guide wants me to do, okay? I'm going back to high school, Ned!
No way. Your spirit guide would not waste transformation magic on you reliving your senior year.
Ned, this is my chance. This is my chance to have my life over, but to do it right. Wouldn't you do that if you had the chance?
No, I would not. I'm rich and nobody stuck my head in the toilet today.
Okay, sure. Besides, it's not just about me.
It's about you.
No, it's much bigger than me.
It's about you.
Okay, maybe it's about me, Ned, but what's wrong with that? I have not done anything for me since 1989.
Okay, you do what you have to do, but don't even think about sucking me into this with you. Hayden was the low point of my existence, and I vowed I would never go back to that godforsaken place. Never! Never, ever!
They stand in the school office.
I hate you. Hello. I'm here to enroll my son in school. Mark.
Sup?
Mike wears a baseball cap sideways.
So?
The secretary dressed as she is on the phone.
So we'll just have a seat till you're ready. We'll be right, okay.
Mike opens up a folder Ned has made with photoshopped images of Mike at a science fair.
What is this you're wearing? This is cool. This is hip. I have a picture of Kevin Federline wearing the exact same thing.
I don't know who that is.
What are you wearing? I told you to show up like your dad. You look like Clay Aiken. Leave him out of this.
Are you sure these look legit?
Oh, yeah. Look who you're talking to. I'm the guy who invented the software that prevents people from stealing music. I also invented the software that helps people steal music, but that's a happy coincidence.
Sure.
What is that?
Images of Ned in Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
No, that's the one. These are for me.
Are you kidding me?
Me and Chewie's for me.
Ms. Masterson, we'll see you now.
Let's go. Just don't try to be funny. See, as little as possible.
Hey, watch where you're going, Toolbag.
So sorry, sir.
Stan.
The boy growls, then leaves.
Hello, I'm Jane Masterson, principal here at Hayden High.
Hi.
Ned stares at the pretty principal. Imaginary wind blows her brown hair. Ned is open-mouthed.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Ned keeps hold of her hand.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good here.
Sorry. I think our hands just made a baby. Excuse my dad. He's not used to talking to attractive women.
Oh, thank you.
Mark,
for that flattering yet totally inappropriate comment. Please sit.
Before we get started, I think you should know that Mark's a bastard.
Excuse me?
I had him out of wedlock, so I'm single. And I'm very rich.
Okay. Did you bring your transcripts?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Last school you went to was Cutler High in Connecticut. Straight A student. Very impressive. Math club. National merit finalist. Coney Island hot dog eating champion. Well, I think Hayden would be lucky to have you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ned offers his hand. Jane simply nods to him. Ned raises his hand in question.
Yes, Mr. Gold, do you have a question?
Your hair is pretty.
Ah, not a question, but thank you.
Would the lady mind if I smelled it?
I think now would probably be a good time to tell you that I don't date my students' parents.
Okay, well, maybe I should tell you that I never don't not date the principal of my child.
Okay, come on, Dad.
Come on, Dad.
Let's go.
About to close.
What do you have to do right now? Okay, just calm down. You're a dad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're in. I don't think that's what that was. Hey. Wow. I don't know how we did it. Hey, it's Maggie's friends. Watch this.
Hey, girls. How's it going?
Do I know you?
What'd you do, mug K-Fed?
Welcome to the bottom of the food chain. Hey, look. You always had my back in high school, okay? So, if your spirit guide wants you to be a fake teenager, and me to be your fake dad, then the least I can do is make sure that my fake son doesn't look like a total douche.
I don't look like a douche.
What a douche. We're going shopping.
Really?
Yes, your shirt is bedazzled.
Bedazzled with rhinestones?
Mike drives to school in a silver Audi sports car. All the students stare at him. He gets out of the car in a crisp white t-shirt. Picture yourself in the living room. He nods to three girls as he swings on his black jacket. Stan and his friends stare at Mike as he walks away from his car. I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. In the school, Mike confidently removes his shades and tucks them into his t-shirt. Students pour out of the classroom into the hall. Mike is lost in a sea of bodies. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Right! Mike is shoved through the crowd. A security guard eyeballs him.
You looking at punk?
Mike is jostled by some jocks. A bearded teacher sits at his desk as the pupils file in.
No phones, no texting. Settle, people. Settle down. Take the roughhousing outside, class.
Mike sits at a desk. His phone rings.
Hello? Hello?
Where the hell are you?
Oh, Cruz, the thing.
You mean our divorce? Do you take any of this seriously?
No, yes, I take this seriously. Yes, I take this. I had to leave the country. Very suddenly. I'm with the Mayan, the Inca. I'm with the Incas in Peru, and
we think we might have found the next Rogaine.
Are you with a girl?
No, it's a bunch of cheerleaders.
So, would you consider maybe dating a 10th grader?
I think we could go for full custody.
No, you can't take my kids away from me.
Since when do you care?
Maggie walks into the classroom.
Look, I'm a lot closer to them than you think. Let's reschedule, okay?
Maggie looks over. Mike looks back and smiles.
Why is the new kid waving at me? I don't know. But if that boy were an apple, he'd be a delicious.
Gym practice. Mike drops in a basketball.
Gosh, we are all in such great shape. Oh, jeez. Man, you know, I will tell you something. You know, in 10 years, you're going to have this thing right here that no amount of crunch is looking rid of. And spot reduction, total lie. You know, I... Never mind. Give me the ball. Thanks, like it goes left. And the signature move.
Kid.
Coach Murphy beckons Mike over.
Coach Murphy.
Oh, wow. You're still here?
What?
You're a legend.
Yeah. 20 years. It's actually my last one. Good hops, kid. Nice handle. We're looking for a point guard.
Oh, yeah?
Why don't you come to tryouts?
Okay.
All right, I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Things are looking up. Coach Murphy practically put me on the team. That's not a coincidence. We're on the path.
Yeah, that's great. That's super that you're, like, finding your destiny and blah, 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 whatever. Hey, here's something. I need you to do something for me. I need you to get in trouble. Not, like big trouble, just enough trouble so that the principal needs to meet with your father.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll see.
Oh! Boom! Boom! Checkmate, Samir! Checkmate!
Kale, help?
Mike peers into a toilet cubicle.
Alex?
Alex is taped to the seat.
How does it... Who did this to you?
The basketball team.
Why? Why? You're one of them. You're popular.
Look, this is kind of personal, and I don't know you.
Yeah.
I'm taped to the toilet.
I'm sorry, I'm Mark Gold. Your Uncle Ned's kid. I just started here.
Oh, cool, yeah. I'd shake your hand, but it's taped to my ass.
Right.
Would you mind...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just rip.
Just, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, just.
Band-aid.
Go for it.
So how come we never met?
My mom didn't want anyone to know she had a kid with Ned.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Since we're practically family, you know. My dad says we should just keep an eye on each other, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Next time you could get there before they take me to the toilet.
You got it.
In the canteen, Alex looks over at a pretty dark-haired girl.
Who's that?
Nicole.
Yeah, you two going out?
No, she's the head cheerleader. No, she never go out with me.
You know, Alex, when I first met your mother, I was so nervous.
You met my mother?
What?
My mother.
Yeah.
You just said the first time I met your mother, I was
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Is your mom hot?
Dude, what?
Joking. Joking.
Alex looks nervous as the basketball team arrive.
Stan. I hate that guy.
Stan nicks someone's sandwich as he walks through the canteen.
Is that the guy who taped you to the toilet?
Yeah. I yesterday shoved me in a washing machine around the house.
What was that jerk doing at your house?
It's Maggie's boyfriend.
Maggie has a boyfriend? Wow. I'm very disappointed in your sister.
He's looking. Don't make eye contact. He's kind of temperamental, and he's... You're looking.
I'll look at
it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Hey, Twinkle Douche. If I wanted you in the cafeteria, I would have taped you to a lunch lady.
You little punk. You don't talk to him that way.
Yeah? What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? First, I'm gonna call your father.
Heads up!
Mike catches Stan's ball in one hand. The crowd goes silent.
Give me my ball back, bitch. You know, Stan, I feel sorry for you.
You don't know me.
Oh, but I do. All too well. You're the man. Captain of the basketball team. Dates the pretty girls. High school is your kingdom. But people, Stan's a bully. Why? It'd be way too easy to say Stan prays in the week simply because he's a dick. No. No, no. Stan here is much more complex than that.
See, according to leading psychiatrists, Stan's a bully for one of three reasons. One, underneath all of that male bravado, there's an insecure little girl just banging on the closet door trying to get out. Two, like a caveman, Stan's brain is underdeveloped. Therefore, Stan is unable to use self-control, and so he acts out aggressively. And the third reason, Stan has a small wiener.
Mike smiles as he spins the ball on his little finger. Stan is stunned. Mike bounces the ball through his legs and rushes to Stan, who flinches.
Don't hurt yourself, big boy.
Mike helps himself to junk food and beer from Ned's fridge.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, whoa, hey, drinking age still 21. Thank you very much.
Unless your spirit guide gave you a fake ID, this is mine.
What are you eating?
I don't even know. I just know I'm hungry. All the time.
Okay, that's not safe or sanitary. That's your can now. We'll label it like that. So, what did you learn at school today?
That I'm a bad dad.
What are you talking about? I thought it was going great.
It was going fantastic. For me.
And then what?
And then I found out my son spent the last year being the school punching bag. And watched my daughter get a tongue bath from a psychopathic jackass.
High school is delightful, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think I was wrong about my spirit path.
Aha. And who was right? See, I told you. I told you that high school was the wrong
thing. No. High school was right. But it's not about basketball. It's about helping Alex and Maggie. All right. I'm getting out of here.
Disgusting.
My kids need their father.
Mike pulls up outside his old home. Alex is practicing basketball.
What's going on? Oh, hey, Mark. What was that?
Three-pointer?
You did that twice in a row?
He scores again.
Okay,
So you do it with a little pressure.
Mike slips off his jacket and defends the net. Alex springs up and scores.
Oh, you're great. You should be on the team. You should be on the team. I'm gonna get you on the team. That's it. That'll solve everything.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Nothing.
Scarlett arrives in her station wagon.
Well, that was fun. I haven't been to happy hour in like a week and a half.
Naomi, thank you so much. That is exactly what I needed.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Mike who?
Yeah, exactly. Mike, I've never heard of the guy.
Ow. Hey, Mom. This is Mark, Uncle Ned's bastard.
Wow.
I know. Someone had a kid with Uncle Ned. Ugh.
You okay, Mrs. O'Donnell?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's Ms. Kid. It's Ms. Scarlett. Don't forget that.
All right. Wow. Wow. You look just like my husband, doesn't he? My ex-husband? That is so weird.
It is weird.
What is that?
Oh, Scarlett? Scarlett, I need you to come.
Weird. Come on, did you see that?
I did. I did see it.
Did you see him?
Nice.
I did look at him. I did.
Look at him.
I know, honey. You gotta let that guy go. Just out of your brain and just move on. I mean, I know that you need to grieve a relationship. It's only natural.
Okay. You wait here. I'm gonna go smell him.
No. So, sweetie, you're not allowed to smell teenagers. Sweetie, you need to hear me on this, okay? But here's the thing.
Other thing is you need to acknowledge the fact that he looks exactly like Mike used to look in high school.
We've discussed that I have looked at him, but honey, this is the thing. You need to hook up with someone new.
Yeah, I deserve to have somebody smile at me.
Yes.
And tell me I'm pretty.
You do.
Yes. Even if it is to just get me to go home with him.
Or lunch, but yes, we're gonna find you a new playmate. Ow! You little turd! You little snot.
My bad. Gosh, I'm so sorry. I guess I was kind of distracted. As I imagine Alex was, at hearing about how his mother, who is still married, by the way, is planning on running around with every guy she can get her hands on. If this were Afghanistan, she'd be dragged through the streets by goats. With her hands cut off, I'm just saying. Naomi. I don't care.
Mike arrives at class. Stan and Maggie are snogging.
Hey, guys.
Oh. Okay, settle down, everybody. Take your seats. Thank you. Stan, thank you. Okay, today, we will be continuing our discussion on human sexuality. And as we discussed, the official school policy is abstinence.
Now that is very sensible. I'm glad that someone here has their head screwed on straight. I think all of us should make a pact to abstain from sex. Now, who's with me, you guys? Come on. Maggie?
However, let's get real. I know asking high school seniors to be abstinent is like asking a porcupine to poop goat cheese. Yuck. So, since the majority of you are or will become sexually active at some point...
But that point should be way, way in the future, right?
Well, the official school position is that we prepare you for safe sex now. So please take one and pass it down.
The teacher hands Maggie a basket of condoms. Stan grabs a fistful.
I have needs. You don't need these?
Stan, give one to Mark.
No, you know what? He's right. I don't need one. You know why I don't need one? Because there's no one that I'm in love with. It's called making love, isn't it? Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think that means that you do it with someone you love. And preferably when you're married. You know, when you're ready to take that love and turn it into a baby. Because that's what love is. It's that first moment when you hold your baby girl. And you didn't know that anything could be so small or so delicate. And you feel that tiny heartbeat. And you know that you couldn't love anything more in the whole world. And you hope that you can do right by that little girl. And always be there to catch her when she falls, and that nothing ever hurts her, not a broken arm or a bad dream or a broken heart.
Maggie and the other girls all look adoringly at Mike.
I don't even want these. Just take them.
Are you serious?
Take them. Oh. Great. Fine. Wonderful. More for me.
Now I got enough for the whole weekend.
Stan snogs Maggie. Mike tackles him to the ground. Kids in the hall all watch Stan beating Mike via their phones.
Hey, check this out. My cousin in New York sent it to me.
Ned arrives dressed in a cowboy hat. Mike is outside the principal's office.
Hope I'm not late for our meeting.
Busted for fighting.
Nice.
Who won?
It was actually pretty even.
Really? On YouTube, it kind of looked like you got your ass kicked. I saw it a couple times.
What are you wearing?
That kind of...
No, what?
Oh, the clothes. Oh, wait. To the untrained eye, I look like a total idiot.
You do, in fact.
But it's actually a seduction technique known as peacocking. My outfit serves the dual function of icebreaker and attention getter.
You can go in now.
Watch.
Are you peacocking? Really? You think that's gonna work?
I think it just might.
Ned moves into a chair, showing off his bum. Jane shakes her head. Later, Mike approaches Scarlett, unloading her car.
Is that Mrs. O'Donnell? Oh. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Wow, it's gonna take some getting used to. You're Ned's son?
Yeah. Ned gave birth to me.
He didn't
give birth. You know what I mean. You're doing some gardening.
I'm redoing the backyard.
Oh.
You wanna see?
Yeah, sure. I got some time. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Obviously, I still have a lot to do. You can put that...
Right here?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. So this is it.
This is it?
It used to look a lot worse. Basically, what I planned to do was to put a pond in over here.
Okay.
And have water streaming in from both sides. And then put a big deck right here. And then a flagstone patio there with sod in between. That would be pretty. And then to have twinkling lights above the whole thing so that every night is a starry one.
Huh. It's gonna be amazing, Scar.
What did you just call me?
I just said it's gonna be amazing.
You called me Scar? My husband's the only one who ever calls me that.
Could you use some help? Volunteer, I'm young, I'm strong.
Oh, right, got it. Okay. I realize that whole lady cougar hunting, the mothers I'd like to, you know, whatever, thing is big with you guys, right? With you high school boys. But that's not gonna happen between me and you.
I didn't even mean it that way. No, I was thinking more along the lines of business experience, college application. But if you want to go there, that's...
Okay, so I'll just get you a shovel then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike and Alex are training. Mike sounds a horn as Alex throws and misses shots. At his old home, he sprays Scarlett with a hose. Seeing Stan and Maggie kissing, he sprays them too. At the school, Jane is shocked to see Ned with flowers in hand and getting out of a yellow school bus wrapped in a ribbon. In the gym, Alex shoots and scores without getting distracted. Alex pours water over Mike, who is staring at Scarlett.
I'm on my own, I'm on my own. I'm on my own, I'm on my own.
As Stan and Maggie are kissing, Mike holds a candle flame up to smoke the alarm. Maggie throws Stan off. In her office, Jane's finds a superheroine picture of her carrying Ned. Alex continues practicing basketball shooting.
I said we could do it!
Hold it. Did you see the look on Stan's face?
Alex? What happened at the tryouts? How'd it go?
It was good. Mark had a great tryout. He played great.
Yeah.
And so did I. I made the team.
Really? Oh, great! That's so good. I'm so proud of you.
Me too. You did great out there.
Oh, Mark, that's super inappropriate.
Nice. Good job today.
Good job. Oh, I want to show you something. Come here. I want to show you guys. Ta-da!
The garden is complete.
You hung the lights.
Yes.
Wow.
I wanted you guys to be the first to see.
Mom, it's sick.
Really?
It's so good. Oh, my gosh. Mark, we should go practice, dude.
Yeah.
Game's on Friday. Mom, just shut up.
What do you think?
It's amazing. When people see this, when people see how talented you are, you could be designing gardens all over the city.
Really? Well, thank you, Mark. That's nice. Oh, I have to go. I have a date tonight.
I have to go. You have a date?
I'm going to go dancing, which is ridiculous because I'm a terrible dancer. So I'm
an amazing dancer.
What?
You just look like you can move.
Okay. I'm going to go. So have fun, Mark.
Night.
Mike is left alone. In a black dress, Scarlett dances in front of a mirror. She catches Mike watching.
What are you looking at?
That was great.
That is the snake. That was a very hot dance when you were one.
Teach it to me.
I can't. It's a very advanced step, which I know is hard to believe because I make it look effortless. That's the secret to all great dancers.
Try me.
Why did you pick that song?
Oh, I don't know. It just kind of spoke to me.
That's funny. That's the song that my husband and I danced to at our wedding.
A man of good taste.
Do you want me to show you some dance moves?
I would love to see some dance moves.
That I learned at my wedding.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, you stand here. Like that. Okay, like that.
Great.
I'll stand here. No, you stand right there.
Right there.
Okay, ready? So you go right foot back, and then left foot back, and then quick right, left, right, and then right. Oh, that was good. Left, right. That's good. Oh, that was really good. You're picking that up pretty quickly.
You mentioned your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you guys are ever going to get back together?
No.
Why are you so sure? Maybe there's something he could do to fix things.
I love my husband and care about him, but sometimes that just is not enough.
Well, he blew it. Jump.
Oh.
Mike swings Scarlett around in his arms. They stare into each other's eyes.
You don't understand.
Yeah. Hey, Alex.
Mom?
I'm your mom. I'm Alex's mom, Mark.
Yeah. Your date is here.
Huh?
Front door to your date.
She's nervous. It's creepy, right?
A little bit.
She's so old. It's like...
You dance with all your friends' moms?
Pretty much. Oh, hi, Scarlett.
Hello.
Oh, you look amazing. Oh, Prabhu?
Carnations. What a douchebag.
Mark.
No, that's okay. I'm single dad. I know. I'm a single dad, though. It's totally normal for sons to feel weird when their moms date. I mean, stepping into dad's shoes, protecting the castle.
It's not my son, but...
Oh. Then that's weird.
It is.
Yeah. Do you want to... Yeah.
Let me get my coat.
Oh, come on.
Please.
Come on, this guy. You're going from Uncle Mike to this...
Do me a favor.
He's a tool.
Give this to Ned, okay? To give to Mike. It's our divorce papers. And remind him that he needs to be there on the 27th. Okay? Thank you.
Mike watches her leave. Maggie pushes past Mike as Stan pulls up in his car.
Okay, it's not a scalp.
You're on the basketball team now, okay? This is your party.
No, but... Okay, there she is. There's Nicole. Oh, God.
Which one?
She's right there. She's right... You're looking right at her. She's my three. You're two. You're looking... Stop it. You're looking right at her. What are you doing?
Calm down.
I'm...
Oh. What was that?
Nothing. It was a burp.
Why are you burping?
I have tummy issues. What? Get over it.
Tummy issues?
She's not gonna like me, Mark. I'm a loser.
You are why are you a loser? Because Stan says you're a loser?
No.
Do you think Stan's a winner? Stan's going nowhere. Any girl in here would be lucky to have your attention. What do you know about girls?
What do I know about girls? I used to date the most beautiful girl in school, and I let her slip through my fingers. But I'm not gonna let that happen to you.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm just gonna walk up to her and introduce myself.
Yeah,
yeah. Tomorrow at school. Maybe. Probably not.
Just go.
Mike heads over to Three Girls.
Hey, girls.
Hey,
how are you?
Good.
Yes,
hi.
Thank you. Have you seen Maggie? I've been looking for her.
Oh, Maggie's not here, but I am, and I'm really, really glad you came. It's my birthday.
I didn't get you a present. I'm sorry.
I'll just have to unwrap you.
Okay.
I was kicked off the cheerleading squad for being too flexible.
Okay. Sit down. Just sit down. If you girls don't respect yourselves, then how do you expect anyone else to respect you? Right?
Don't respect me. No, don't respect me. You don't even have to remember my name.
Wow. That's slutty.
Yeah.
This is some other dance problem.
And, I just want to tell you that you look like my dog.
Excuse me?
You, your hair. Your hair looks like my dog's hair because...
Oh,
No, it's shiny and then soft. We give my dog special food. It's got flax in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Flax.
Yeah. Oh. She's a sweetheart.
Let's see.
She died.
So, I look like your dead dog?
Oh, my God. I'm just really nervous and I've wanted to talk to you for so long. What am I...
Don't worry about it, really.
People here.
Alex?
Yeah, oh, my God, you know my name.
You're on fire.
Really?
Literally, you're on fire.
What?
Literally on fire.
Whoa! Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get out of here. Later.
That's a good idea. Wow.
Alex leaves with his foot on fire from a candle.
Just hand me those keys right there. It's cold. They're in for the night.
Wait.
If the keys are locked in there, I don't know how I'm gonna get you guys out. Conserve some oxygen in there. Don't scream. You have a limited amount of oxygen. Aw, they're pretty, huh? We got some pretty ladies in here.
Oh, there you are.
Mike grabs a stool and sits next to Maggie. She stares at him.
What do you want?
I just want to talk about Stan.
Yeah?
Why are you dating him? I mean, you know he's not a nice guy. He's crazy.
Hey, don't say that about Stan. You don't even know him.
Oh. But I do. I really do. I know him better than you.
Look, we're moving in together after graduation.
Stan got into Georgetown?
What?
What?
No. No, Stan got on the management track at Home Depot.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to Westwood Community College to be closer to him. He's my forever.
There's no way in hell that's happening.
Excuse me?
I said there's no way in hell that that is happening. You think I'm gonna let you mortgage your future? You gonna let you throw away all your hard work? Everything that you've accomplished for some guy, some psychopathic guy who doesn't care about you? I forbid you to see him anymore.
Oh, okay. Who the hell do you think you are, my father? Dude.
Don't walk away
you're
from me.
Freak.
Don't walk away from me. Margaret Sarah O'Donnell. Hey, how'd it go?
Fantastic.
What's on your leg?
Daytime. The coach talks to the team.
Defense wins game.
What's wrong? You look uncomfortable.
Oh, no. I was just thinking that the last time I was here, my husband asked me to marry him.
Wow. Tough to compete with that.
Down by six. Get the ball to goal. Warriors on three. One, two, three.
Warriors!
Mike scowls as Stan kisses Maggie.
Stan, what are you doing? Let's go.
Go, Alex! Woo!
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Mike steals the ball off the opponents and scores. They are 4 points down. Mike looks to his family and determinedly scores again. They are now only 2 points down. Alex makes an interception. Mike has the ball. Stan is open. Mike fakes and slips the ball to Alex. Alex scores a three-pointer. The Warriors have won by 1 point.
Congratulations.
You did it.
Awesome.
Thank you. You did great. I saw that. I like the dance.
Yeah, so I think August. August will be good. All right. Have a good night. See you tomorrow.
Ned is waiting for Jane. She tries to avoid him unsuccessfully.
Oh, hi. Wow. What are the odds?
What's it going to be now, Ned? Did you buy me the Statue of Liberty?
I'm just going to ask you out, okay? Like a grown-up, just two friends having dinner. And then, if it turns into anything else, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
No. Good night.
I'll buy every student a laptop. You would deny the children of laptops. Miss Masterson, the children.
Okay, fine, fine. Fine. But this is not a date.
No, in no way a date.
And if I do this, you will stop the inappropriate behavior and gifts.
Yes.
We're just going to drive to this restaurant. We're not going to fly there in the space shuttle or drive in some gaudy, tacky limo.
Let's take your car. How about
this way?
Ned, driver, aboard, 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 aboard. Pull it out.
A stretch limo.
I totally missed it. She came right up to me, and I should have kissed her, and I froze.
Hey, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll get you another chance.
How? How are you going to do that?
Ned punches the air as he gets into Jane's car. Mike smiles.
Victory party in my house!
Mike climbs up the stairs of the auditorium. He sees Maggie, alone crying, and approaches her.
Hey, what happened?
Hey. What do you want?
No.
Rub it in my face. Say I told you so.
No, I really don't. I just tell me what happened.
Stan dumped me. Oh my.
Stan dumped you? Stan dumped you? What? What happened? Whoa. How did this... What did he do?
After the game, we... He took me behind the quad and we...
Mom, I can't hear this. You didn't. No, Mags.
No. That's why he dumped me.
Mags, hey. Hey, it's okay. You know, when you're young, everything feels like the end of the world. It's not. It's just the beginning. You know, you might have to meet a few more jerks, but one day you're gonna meet a boy who treats you the way that you deserve to be treated. Like the sun rises and sets with you.
You really think so?
I know so. Anyways, I came over here. I was looking for you. I wanted to invite you to my party. I don't know if you want to come tonight.
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
I would love to.
Great. It's exciting.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yay. Thank you.
That's very exciting. I know. Okay. It's great. See you tonight.
Maggie beams. Students text about the party. Nighttime at Ned's house. The house is packed with students playing with Ned's stuff. Alex leaves with Nicole. Mike smiles. In a restaurant, a waiter pours wine into Ned's glass. He swirls the wine. He sucks the wine through his teeth and continues swilling the glass. Jane looks unimpressed.
That's delightful. What? What? Okay, I don't know how to act normal.
Clearly.
It's a story of mine. I'm not smooth. I'm just trying to impress you, okay? I'm not even the kind of guy who comes to places like this. I'm a dork. I'm the kind of guy who spends 10 grand on Gandalf the Grey's quarterstaff from the Two Towers.
Yes, that does make you a dork. Especially since Gandalf the Grey was only in Fellowship. He returns in Two Towers as Gandalf the White.
Ned looks up and stares deeply into Jane's eyes. He speaks Elvish.
Dulamalum Eduhan.
Kalemise Win Glan Leba.
They raise their glasses to a toast. Back at the party, Stan is with Maggie.
I was upset, I'm sorry, okay? I need you to show me that you love me and that way we can get a place together.
Stop it, look, whatever, I'm with somebody else now.
What?
Party's over, Stan. Just get out of here.
Oh yeah? Who's gonna make me leave? You?
Yeah, I would. but it smells like you've been drinking, so I'm just gonna let the cops do it.
You can have the nun. She hadn't put out anyway.
You know, on second thought?
Mike swings for Stan, but misses. Stan knocks Mike out.
Oh, she has the craziest dream. I was 17. When I was back in high school, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scar.
Scar. I don't see a scar. Look, I know why you didn't want me to be with Stan. It's because you wanted me.
Mike leaps away.
Oh, you want to play games? I can play games.
No.
I'm a hungry lioness, and you're a baby gazelle.
Maggie, stop this now.
Yes!
Maggie, if you only knew how highly inappropriate and dysfunctional this is. Stop it. Okay, please stop. Maggie, I'm not the person. That you think
yes,
I am.
You
no,
are.
Really, no,
you're not. You're right. You're good.
Yeah.
You're not like the others.
Not like the others.
You're
very, very, very different than the others. So very, very different.
Good.
So different, in fact, that you and I can never, ever, ever, ever be together. Stop, Mike.
Why? Oh. Oh, my God. What are you saying? Are you confused?
I'm very confused. Yes, I'm extremely confused. All right.
Oh, my God. I get it now. And your hair is always perfectly coiffed, and you have highlights.
What are you talking about?
I mean, dude, your jeans are really tight.
I'm not gay. I'm in love, Maggie. I'm in love. I've been in love. I've been in love with the same girl since I was 17, Maggie.
Does she go to our school? Do I know her?
No.
Tell me your name.
No.
Just want to know her name.
No,
just tell...
Maggie, no.
Okay. You tell your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She better keep a close eye on you.
Mm-hmm. Sweet baby Jesus.
Back at the restaurant.
Bon appetit.
In Elvish, how is your salad? Jane replies, very good. The Elgular is so fresh. Where did you learn to speak Elf? The learning annex, she smiles. So your Leia are mine.
We'll take the check.
At the party, the crowd are getting rowdy. Boys walk around in stormtrooper outfits, others jump into the pool.
I'm so dead.
Scarlet arrives.
Scarlet!
Hi.
What are you
have
doing
you seen
here?
Alex? He's not picking up his phone and it's past his curfew.
Alex is fine, believe me.
Where is
in
Alex?
In fact, the way things are going, by the end of the night, Alex could have a girlfriend.
Alex has a girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's great. She's cute. Come on, I'll show you.
Where?
Just walk upstairs. Just walk with me. One second, I'll show you.
So how ever did you get the newest version of Halo? It's not due out for another 6 months.
Well, let's just say I said some things to the Make-A-Wish people that I'm not totally proud of.
A Jeep full of kids pulls out in front of Jane.
I'm going to kill him.
At the house, Ned looks furious. A naked boy runs past Jane. People fall down the stairs.
This party is over! Unless you want to spend the next 3 months in detention, leave! Now! Okay, we better go warn Mark.
Outside, Alex and Nicola kiss.
You really care about him, don't you?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice. He really needs a male role model.
He's a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they both are. I think you're a great mother.
Thank you.
Oh, he's on the balcony. He's right there.
Mom?
This has been a really tough time, and you really feel like part of the family.
You have no idea how amazing it is to hear you say that.
Mike kisses Scarlett. Maggie and her friends are in shock. Scarlett slaps Mike.
Scarlett! 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 I'm not Mark, okay? I'm him. I'm me. I'm Scarlett. I'm your husband.
Stop it already.
No. If you just listen to me, I'm the father of your children. Scarlett, let me explain.
Don't call me that. Don't call me that. You are a weirdo little man-child.
Give me 2 seconds and I can explain this.
You are a pervert.
Go.
Maggie and her two friends slap Mike.
Get out. And get out. And get out.
You can leave. Well, this isn't exactly the inconspicuous relationship I wanted. Oh, I'm sure now you can see why I don't date my students' parents. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I had no idea that it was going to get so out of control.
Buddy.
Really?
Yeah. Ned slaps Mike.
Okay, now I'm sorry.
I guess I deserve that.
The second one's out of line. The second one was uncalled for. I'm sorry.
You okay? I'm really sorry, man.
3 makes it even. Now we're even. How are you? You okay?
Yeah.
Next morning, the guys are clearing up the house.
And finished. With the rug area. But I think we have made very good progress. We deserve a break.
I lost my family.
Hey, Mike, if it's any consolation, I think you really did help your kids. You did your job, and now the hero can move on.
I don't want to. You know, maybe they don't need me anymore, but I need them.
And not to be a buzzkill, but you're due in court in 22 minutes.
Ned, I need more time. I have to stop this.
To the Nedmobile.
Wait, Ned.
Yes?
Pants.
I should have pants on, yes.
Ned's Lamborghini number plate reads C3P Gold. He stops for a lollipop man.
Come on, Glenn!
Nothing but a glorified midget wrangler.
Wouldn't be so big without that vest!
You know what? Grab that thing that's down there. Grab it. Just hold that up.
Where did you get this?
Best $20 I ever spent. Saves me like a half hour on my commute.
Okay.
Dude, just hold it. Hold it way up.
Mike holds up a flashing siren next at the courthouse.
Truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
You've requested a divorce by the state of California, citing irreconcilable differences. Is this correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is Michael O'Donnell present?
No, Your Honor.
Then I take his absence as agreement to the orders of the divorce. Let's proceed.
Mike and Ned pull up outside.
You are not requesting sole custody?
No, Your Honor.
You can't handle the truth!
What?
I'm sorry, I panicked. It was the first thing that came into my mind. Your Majesty. Majesty.
Who are you?
That's my husband's best friend.
You a lawyer best friend?
Yes.
No.
I believe the law degree in my pocket says so, yes. And it's a little bit smeared because I sat on it in the car, not because I printed it out recently.
All right, let's pretend that's real. You want to explain what you're doing here?
We are stopping a gross miscarriage of justice. That...
Okay, if you just let me explain, I can explain this. If you just listen... I've got a letter from Mike O'Donnell. He's the husband in this case.
No, I'm sorry, Mike... but we're in the middle
Your of... Your Honor, if it's okay, I'd like to hear the letter.
Thank you, Your Honor.
It's a letter from Mike O'Donnell. He wanted me to read it. Scarlett, before you go through with this, I want to remind you of September 7th, 1988. It was the first time that I saw you. You were reading less than zero. You were wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt. I had never seen anything so perfect. I remember thinking that I had to have you or I'd die. Then you whispered that you loved me. At the homecoming dance. And I felt so peaceful and safe. Because I knew that no matter what happened from that day on, nothing could ever be that bad. Because I had you. And then I grew up and I lost my way. And I blamed you for my failures. And I know that you think you have to do this today. And I don't want you to. But I guess if I love you, I should let you move on.
All right, son, you need to go now.
The security guard shows him the exit. Mike drops the letter and walks out. He looks at Scarlett, who is staring back at him.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Would it be okay if we postpone this for now for just a little while? Would that be okay?
Postpone 30 days. Next case?
Scarlett picks up the letter, its directions to the courthouse. Stunned, she looks to the door. Night time at Ned's. Mike is shooting hoops. Ned watches from his balcony.
I haven't seen you practice as hard since high school.
Yeah, you know, I want to impress these college scouts. And I need to stay focused.
Wait. You're not still trying to get a scholarship, right? Be careful, man. You do not want to get off of the spirit
path. There's no path, Ned. There's no path. I can't do it. I just made it worse for him. My wife is happier. Everyone's happier with me out of the picture. Ned, it's time to move on.
At home, Scarlett is going through her high school yearbook. She closely looks at a picture of Mike. She goes to the garden and notices that the hammock has been mended and put up. There is a note and a man's wedding ring. The note reads, "I wish I could finish all the things I started. Mike." Mike is alone on the court shooting hoops. Coach Murphy walks in with the scout.
Hey, Gold, save some for the game, huh?
Just warming up, Coach.
Got a little inside info for you. The scout from Ohio State is back, and the coach is with him.
You play half the game I know you're capable of. You're gonna be playing college ball next year, huh?
That's the plan, Coach.
New ball.
All right, gather up, jackstraps. Picture time. Try not to break the camera.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. The cheerleaders are performing as their team warm up. Alex watches as Nicole is lifted into the air. So Scarlett and Maggie arrive at the game.
I can't wait to go to Georgetown and start dating college boys.
Mike and Scarlett's eyes meet.
Well, Mark was hanging out with Alex to get to me, not you.
All right, ladies, let's bring it in.
Nick.
Yeah.
Hi. I need to talk to you.
Nick, what are you doing?
I practiced this. Okay. I have just seen my best friend lose everything that means anything to him, and maybe we'll never be there. But
yes, I understand. But I have told you before that I am the principal.
Yes.
And I cannot be seen with my students' parents.
But Jane, how can you be seen with me when I'm wearing a cloak of invisibility? Jane, all I'm asking is the chance for us to be friends. Because you're the one I want by my side when I'm storming the elvish castle of Gnarkanesh.
You can plunder my dungeon anytime.
I'll bring my longbow.
Players head onto the court. Mike blows Scarlett a kiss and mimes a shooting bull. Scarlett gasps, recognizing the gesture.
Oh my God!
Mom?
Are you okay?
I can't be here again. I have to go.
The ball is thrown into the air. Scarlett dashes from the stands. Mike has the ball. He sees her leaving. She turns back to look at him. He has a flashback of her as a girl.
Transformation story.
Spirit guide?
You and me, we're in this together.
It's your turn now.
He hands the ball to Alex on the bench and runs after Scarlett. In the stand, the old janitor smiles.
Traveling? Green ball! O'Donnell, get in there! Scarlett! Scar? Scarlett?
As Mike runs down the hall, a tunnel of water twists in front of him, a flash of light. Mike runs to the exit with his head in his hands. Scarlett steps out from the shadows. Mike is back to his older self.
It is you.
Mike turns and walks to her.
Hi.
Hi?
Well, I can explain.
You can?
No, not at all.
You didn't have to come after me again.
Yes, I did, because I love you. You're the best decision I ever made. I just forgot. And then I fell off a bridge, and things got pretty weird after that. But I'm never going to forget again. Look, I know that I've been in a bad mood for the last 20 years. But if you let me, I swear, I will spend the rest of my life making it up to you. I thought I wanted a second chance at life, but now I know I just want a second chance with you.
She squeezes his cheeks together.
Weird.
Yeah.
I missed you.
She reaches up to kiss him. They hug. Mike lifts her off the ground and twirls.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you down because this was a lot easier before.
Yeah, you did have that six-pack thing going. Is there any chance I'm gonna see that again?
I knew you were checking me out.
The crowd get to their feet as Alex plays.
Adults can have that, though.
I'll work on it. Maybe I'll jog home.
Mike bursts into Ned's bedroom.
Ned, hey, Ned, I just packed up all my stuff and I wanted to give you a key back and say thanks. It was, hey, whoa, no. Wasn't expecting to see you there, Principal Masterson. You look very pretty.
Thank you.
The force is strong in this one. So I guess I'll be seeing you at work, boss.
Oh, yes, Coach O'Donnell, and we are very happy to have you aboard.
Hey, buddy, I got you a little something for your first day at your new job. Don't think about how much it costs. Thanks. Hey, got me a whistle. Don't blow it. Play big. You too. Love you.
Love you.
Ned and Jane both settle back into bed, both wearing elf ears. The end.